Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
It hit 100.3 yesterday, I saw.
I know, it sure
it got
did.
Warm, and it's about that in the studio already this morning. I'm already a little moist.
Yeah.
Come put your fingers under my armpits.
I mean, I'm okay.
Come here.
Yeah.
It's good luck.
I'd rather not.
It's pheromones.
You know what? I'll take my chances
Rub
on the luck
my
thing.
Armpits and smell them. It's pheromones. It's good luck.
Sure.
Make
I've
a
got
wish.
My own pheromones over
Rub
here,
your
chair.
Fingers in my armpits and make a wish. I'm like
Close
a genie.
Your eyes, make a wish.
Well, we're back at it, getting ready to have a stupid show today. Stupid fun. Katie, you doing all right?
I'm okay.
All right, yeah. Good. Just want to make sure.
I know. Yeah. Thank you for checking in. Things are
yeah,
great.
Yeah. This is, what's the thing when they send the cops to your house to check on
welfare
you?
Wellness check. Or welfare, yeah.
It's a welfare check
yeah,
right now.
I'm okay. Doing
yeah,
all right.
Doing all right.
The sun came up another
right.
day, or at least it's yeah. Probably sure. I'm pretty
it's
sure
up.
It did.
Okay,
yeah. good. Yes,
yeah,
it did.
It's up. It's sunny.
Came
yeah.
up. Things keep going. World keeps spinning.
Okay.
Here we are. Right?
Katie had a bad experience with a dude this weekend, so just checking in on you.
No,
the amount of people that approached me yesterday, even my own mother,
know,
who was like, is Katie doing okay?
No.
Like, ah, you she's know, fine.
The most,
she'll bounce back.
The funniest thing to me is while I was telling my story, the text line was going crazy with, Katie and Josh, you better give her a hug right now, because she is not okay.
Jeremy and Josh?
I'm sorry, Jeremy and Josh.
Give Katie
it's
right.
early.
You can hug
give
yourself.
Katie I'll hug myself all day, but yeah, there was definitely some concern for me yesterday, but I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm doing
okay,
all
good.
Right.
Good.
It's just fine.
I feel like you should have that renewed sense of like self-worth and happiness and be like, I've got this. I'm going to take on the world. I don't need no man like
nah,
that.
Nah, just lay on the couch and get stoned.
Yeah, we're working towards that.
Okay,
we're
good,
not quite
good.
There yet, but,
no,
you know, it's
It'll
like
come.
We're...
She's on the lay on the couch and get stoned face.
No, not that last part, but one day
bad.
At a time is absolutely right. It's working okay. through this one foot in front of the other.
Good.
It's funny, like, but yeah.
Right.
This is
well.
Funny.
Let me shift to the right here. Josh, are you doing okay?
I'm great.
Okay, because I saw some pictures of you last night with that stupid hip pack purse again. Are you doing all right?
You know what?
Did you get beat?
I'm
Did
fantastic.
Anybody pummel you?
No, I got
for looking
compliments.
Like an idiot.
I got compliments on it. Actually, I wore it, and I honestly did wear it kind of specifically for you because of what you said yesterday on the show, just about how silly you think it is.
It's ridiculous.
And I started out the night wearing it like a normal person, like a normal fanny pack, and then I knew that pictures were going to be taken at the event that I was at, and I was like, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to post it, and I'm going to see what Jeremy says.
I saw it, and I went,
and it took
not
about 0.5
again.
Seconds for me to walk in here
yeah.
and have you be like, what
he
were you wearing
the
last
studio
night?
Wearing it this morning. And I wrestled him down.
It holds everything. It's so nice. And it went, Jared, this is the difference. When it's,
it's
on
not
your
holding
chest,
a man card,
when it's
though.
Across your chest,
uh-huh.
you can read. It's so much more accessible
yeah.
than on your
for
hip.
For all your things.
So much more accessible
for your chapstick.
Than on the hip. Can I say something?
In your nail polish?
Okay.
What?
No. No, not the nail polish. But I did end up going to the Hillary Duff concert last night.
It looked fun.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I had not been to Red Rocks in a long time. Always forget the hike that it is to get up there. And it's just, wow, huffing and puffing. But one thing that is interesting to me was I was able to bring the fanny pack in there. They allow a little small bag.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought it up there. And I had all like my wallet and some chapstick and not nail polish. But I had a pack of gum, and I did not know.
You can't bring gum
yeah,
in.
No gum.
Yeah. Because
you'll ruin it.
Yeah.
You'll ruin it for everybody.
So bummed.
Same.
Because I brought a full brand new, like, I had just taken the plastic wrapping off, and I'm like, hey, does anybody need some gum? Anybody need some gum?
Yeah.
And this, I mean, I got tracked down.
They don't want sticking it under the seats
yes.
or on the rocks.
And I get it.
Because you know people will.
Yes,
totally,
they do.
Totally understand that. But I was so bummed that I was like, I had not even taken a piece out of it yet.
You got to smuggle it in your butt cheeks.
I got tracked out. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then hand it out
to
your friends.
No one told me.
Share that gum after that.
And then
please.
You're like, who wants some gum?
That is not public gum after that.
Yeah, sure
good.
It is.
But fresh breath.
You're like, it's our little
I
secret.
I have been flagged for that, too. And that is an important PSA we get out there into the community. Don't
no
bring
gum.
Your gum into Red Rocks. They will take it from you.
You can
good,
bring drinks
as they should.
Yeah,
as
they should. But I don't think a lot of people know that you can't bring it in. And I'm the same. I had like a full pack of gum when I went in there, and I was like, oh no, I don't want to give you my gum.
Can you imagine the thousands of people that come in and out of there, and if they all had gum, and
oh,
you
totally.
Know where it would end up.
You're right.
Absolutely, and we understand.
I'm not arguing, but like, she looked at my fanny pack, and it looked like I truly, like, she looked at me like I brought a knife, and she was like, no gum.
Well,
no
of course you
gum.
Got flagged, because she's like, here's a grown-ass man wearing a fanny pack across his
was
chest.
Was the only
so.
One?
He's you ain't, sus, I know he's sus.
You ain't smuggling nothing in with that. That they have alarms that go off. Like,
shut up, you jerk.
nerd alert. Tom Brady has been flirting lately with the idea of doing a match in the WWE. Now, it seems like he's setting it up because he did slap Logan Paul at an event last week. And then on Sunday during the World Cup final, Brady and Paul were flipping each other off and taking verbal shots at each other. And this has been kind of going on for months, a little back and forth. So they're thinking this is a big setup for Tom Brady to become a very successful WWE superstar now, alongside Logan Paul.
He is so bored.
When is he going to hang it up?
After I'm retirement,
like, that's the thing.
What do I do?
What
with
is
my
he
life?
Trying to do right now? Like, I mean, maybe he's just trying to stay incredibly relevant because
right?
I think Logan Paul is very relevant right now.
He is. Yeah.
There's a guy on Barstool Sports that was talking about him. He says, "What is happening with Tom Brady post retirement? What is happening is one of the greatest downfalls of an icon. His legacy is being lamified. Everything about him is cringy right now."
Yeah.
And that's kind of spot on.
He's kind of taking the John Cena route. We're probably going to see him in B-movies. And
well, he's doing all
mean?
These
he's
roasts
gonna,
now, too,
exactly.
on Comedy Central, and he's not funny.
He's going to be like...
He's not like Peyton Manning in that
Yeah,
area.
And everything he's saying is not very classy to me. Like, even... I know the roasts are roasts, but it's like, it's not Tom Brady to me.
Yeah. He's going to be endorsing ShamWow next. Like, you know,
I might be okay with
as seen on TV
stuff. Stuff is so absorbent.
So absorbent.
Right? What else is going on, Josh?
Well, hey, card collecting has long been a pastime for children since like the 70s, 80s, 90s, and even before then. It got really popularized in the 90s as well with Pokemon. Mm-hmm. became really popular and trading cards did as well. Well, I feel like it kind of died out for at least my generation in the late 2000s and then through the 2010s. But then COVID-19 happened, and it forced, you know, everybody to stay home. And that's when card collecting really started to take off again. In fact, like, cards that were really worth around $1,000 in 2020 became so highly valued, even to around $10,000
wow.
just in 2021. So that being said, kids are starting to really enjoy this again. And I love this because, like, Topps, the brand that sell a bunch of these cards, which are sports cards, which I collected, like the football cards, the baseball cards, all that stuff that I collected as a kid, they're now going for upwards of millions and millions of dollars. And all you got to do is buy a pack and find it. And I think that gives all these little kids hope that have like a quarter or whatever. Mm-hmm. And this just proved my point yesterday. Yesterday at a Fanatics Fan Fest, a little child who was, I believe, 8 years old, was able to spend 75 cents in a vending machine for a Topps card. And he found a one-of-one Shohei Ohtani card that was signed. And he get
a signed unicorn card?
It's yes. It's already valued at $8,000 to $10,000.
Good for
and
him.
This little kid, 8 years old, found it. And he shows his dad. The video is adorable. If you can find it on social media, it's everywhere right now. He pulls out this card and he goes, "Oh, Dad, I got Shohei Ohtani." And his dad grabs it and the face. He just goes, oh. Like he takes it from him. And the kid like wants the card back. And he's like, no.
We gotta shows the kid to the side.
Right.
It's so funny to see.
Protect the card.
But it's true. Yeah. He knows the value. And Jared, like your son loves collecting Pokemon cards. Keep him doing it. Because seriously, if you find those rare gems. No,
I want him
no.
to have a girlfriend.
Okay, you know what?
It's more important to have grandchildren.
Or do you want, I know, that's true too. Or do you want to make it rich off of him?
I want him to have friends. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to pass on that.
All right, well then never mind. But the card collecting is cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. There you go, there's your sports update.
We've got receipts. We've got drama. We've got Denver talking. It's the Mile High Hype with JKJ.
Legends and icons
on Mix 100.
Well, Kelly Clarkson just kicked off her Las Vegas residency with some major tummy troubles. She was joking at Saturday night's show that she thought she caught the cyclosporasis or whatever that
it's
called.
Oh, no.
The lettuce farts.
Yeah.
That's what they should call it.
They should.
Here's her talking to the crowd about
last
it.
Last night during the show, I was like, oh, my God. And I get back to my room, and I have never been so happy there is not a man in the room. I was like, oh, Lord. And you know the part where you think it's over? You're like, it has to be over. No, girl.
Wow. She went on to say that it was worse than that infamous bridesmaids scene where the girl goes in the sink, you know.
It's like lava.
You're really
it's coming
doing
out
it
of me like
right
lava.
In the streets.
Hey, leave it up to her to make Oh Man. Lord sound good, though.
I know. I was going to say, yeah. I knew Kelly Clarkson sings when she farts. Yeah. I knew it. I knew it.
Well, thank you for that overshare, Kelly Clarkson. The crowd seemed to love it, so there you go. Another thing that AI is ruining, apparently, according to who's Steve Irwin's son? Robert Irwin.
Robert Irwin, yeah.
Robert was pointing out that it is ruining wildlife photography because now people are creating all these AI wildlife images. He's like, his specific example was like, an eagle riding an elephant. People are coming up with all these crazy scenarios with animals via AI. The photos look incredibly realistic. He's like, and then you see the actual amazing real photo and it's diluted. You're kind of like, eh, okay, there's a buffalo in the wild.
I know.
Whatever. There's not an eagle riding his back.
He makes a really good point. They're ruining nature photos for us.
Yeah, so there you go. I haven't created any animal AI pictures. It's mostly just me doing stupid stuff. I think I should make one of me on the back of an American eagle.
You should.
Eagle.
You're the elephant.
On the back of an eagle, yes.
On the back of an elephant might be a pretty good thing
I
as well.
I wish my buttons were working.
I know.
I have
buttons.
An eagle sound. I'm hitting the button right now over and over. I got nothing.
Here. Ah! Yeah, there you go.
I think that's you falling off the eagle.
For God's sakes. How come nothing ever works in this studio? We got brand new equipment. Nothing ever works.
Yep.
One final thing, an electronics repair shop is seeing a surge of phones and tablets with moisture damage right now. Why? People are trying to beat the heat by putting them in refrigerators and freezers to cool them down. Especially if you've been using your phone or tablet outside, it's getting really, really hot. So these brainiacs are like, I gotta get these in the house immediately and put them in the fridge. Don't do that.
Yeah, that's the thought process.
How would you do that?
An actual news story about people putting their phones and tablets in refrigerators and freezers.
You're getting stupider.
Katie, tell your daughter to quit doing that.
Hey, she doesn't do that.
What else
Come
you got?
On. A lot of people in Denver upset about their Odyssey experience, though. Huge mess, apparently, for moviegoers at specifically the Regal UA Colorado Center in Denver. They were unable to see the most exclusive version of that film. Now, we've talked about that, where the Christopher Nolan, the director of the Odyssey, he shot the movie using 70mm film specifically for it to be shown in 70mm IMAX theaters. Now, theaters around the country, they've been experiencing these technical difficulties during film showings, and this is the one right here locally. The problems occurred with the digital projection of the film. So a lot of people were like, 30 minutes in, the picture cut, all we heard was the sound. It was a mess. And like so many people wanted to see this film at this specific theater.
Was this the one that's the IMAX? The actual
exactly,
IMAX?
The okay, actual yeah. IMAX. And so they were talking about how when it happened, they had to transfer the film from digital or to digital, sent as a digital file to those theaters, and some of those theaters' projectors couldn't handle that original file, and that's
you gotta put them in the freezer.
That's it. You know what, Jeremy? They didn't have that in the rundown, so maybe they missed that step. But a lot of people who went to go see this movie are saying that they paid the money to see it, they got babysitters, you know what I mean, and then it was completely went to crap. So
that sucks.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who were on social media just complaining about
it. Well, you know those IMAX tickets are so expensive.
That's it. Like, if you go and you pay, like, you know, $50 to $80 to see a movie and then it doesn't even work, I know I'd be pretty upset about it, too.
Absolutely.
And it's not as easy as, well, just go another day. Because, again, a lot of people get a lot of things in order to go see these things. And, yeah, so a lot of people are complaining about it. Hey, maybe this will make them happy. The Denver Colfax Marathon, DIA, and United Airlines, they're all partnering up to give runners the unique experience of running a race on an airport runway. Get this. Cool. It's called the 5K on the Runway, scheduled for Saturday, September 12th. Runners are going to be there at 7 a.m., and it's a sunrise 5K on a runway out at DIA.
Well, that makes
sense. I was reading about it.
Yes.
DIA's longest runway is about 3.2 miles.
Yes.
So
well, the thing I was reading about it, too, is they're not going to shut it down. They're still going to be letting planes land and take off from that runway. So they're going to make it a very unique experience for these runners.
Well, see, and it's only been done one other time out at DIA in 2022, and that event sold out in 13 hours.
It was a blast.
I mean, people were...
you got to zigzag and do all these moves,
well,
you know?
I mean, they're not landing it on the runway.
Yeah, they are.
No,
is what
not.
I was reading.
No, they're not. Yeah. No, they're doing it around
the name of this
though.
Event is called the Splat 4K. Oh.
Okay, that's not it. That's not it,
maybe
actually.
It was a different airport.
Registration is underway. It actually started at 5 this morning, and there are only 2,500 spots available, so run Colfax.org. Go there. Get registered if this is something that you're interested in, because again, these are going to fill up quick.
Let's get this bird on the ground.
People really want to go to this 5K on the runway, so make sure you go get registered for that. And then this was such an interesting story to me, because I heard about that commuter train through Denver, right? The Colorado Connector. I think they're going to call it Coco or something, the Coco train, but it's a proposed passenger rail service. It is on track to start running between Denver and Fort Collins by 2029. That's not that long away, you know? And so here's the idea with it. It's from the Boulder Daily Camera, this specific info. They're using existing freight tracks. Amtrak is going to operate this 700-foot passenger train. And according to this delivery plan, the first phase calling for trains traveling up to 79 miles an hour. They're going to have 3 daily trips with they're going to have stops in Denver and Fort Collins. So that's where it's going to go through. And they're going to stop in Boulder, Longmont, and Louisville, along with 6 other communities. So this train is going to go from Denver to Fort Collins every day, and it's going to make all these stops in between, and they're going to have 3. It's going to do this 3 times every day. So I just love it. I think that a lot of people will take advantage of this.
Yeah.
Does
it stop at Bucky's?
They need to have a stop at Bucky's. Come on.
That's brilliant.
If they don't, they need
to. Call.
I might do this. I'll do it when it's new, though, before everybody gets on there and urinates and shoots up.
Exactly. Once it gets... You know that this is going to go downhill. But, you know first couple months, it's going to be awesome.
Before you find people sleeping on it.
There you go. 2029, start making your plans now.
Yes,
Jared.
It's in my calendar. I got a couple more local stories that I stumbled upon this morning. There's a few farmers out in northern Colorado saying because of the drought, barley production has been cut in half by roughly 50% this year. Because there's not enough irrigation water available. Now, why is this bad news? Barley supports Colorado's brewing community. So that means we could have some issues with beer in the near future, where there's not enough beer for all you drinkers out there. it has long-term effects because it'll start affecting local businesses and then food prices and then ingredients and blah, 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 blah. The list goes on and on and on.
Well, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. It's affecting the local farmers already. So, that's not good.
Not good at all. And then get this, as it's 100 degrees outside, people are out shopping for ski gear right now. All because last year's snow season hurt sales so bad. Many stores have massive amounts of ski inventory, unsold skis, snowboards, boots, winter clothing, you name it. They've got a ton of it right now because nobody was buying it last year. So if you're looking for deals, bargain hunters, listen up. Now's your time to get out to, I don't know, where, like REI, Dick's, wherever else you get your ski gear.
Any of those places.
Christie Sports.
Yeah, there you go. And score some sweet deals right now. You can barely touch the steering wheel in your car, but you can go buy skis right now. So just a heads up on that. Which is fine. Go do it. That's a great time to get bargains in the middle of summer for all this stuff.
And that's something you want to save money on because those are spending.
They're so expensive.
Exactly. Did you guys see that the Spirit Halloween store is going up next door?
What is that?
I know.
I took a picture of it and I was like, what the frick?
It's July.
What the frick is going on?
I do like that store, though. I'm not going to lie. I like it.
Ain't nobody ready for Halloween.
No.
Not at all. My goodness.